Parshas Kisavo. Parshas Kisavo has the Tochacha. So we're going to hopefully see a little bit from the Mishnah and Gemara all the way down to Halacha and some Maisim over the topic of that which, the way that it's read, and how Be'ikar, that there's no Hefsek in the Klalos. You read it straight through, you don't stop for, no one gets an Aliyah in the middle. And it's, if people take the psukim literally, it's a painful thing. So what happens if you have a kehilah? No one wants to get an aliyah. What happens if you have balkori? He wants to stop in the middle. He can't handle it. No one wants to get the aliyah. Shul is delayed. Terechot tzibur. What's going to happen? The Torah stays open in Bizayon. Has this ever happened before? The answer is yes. What happened in those cases? We'll see. So let's take it down from the Mishnah and see what happens. Okay. So Mishnah Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph. First line on this on the Amud. Nimshach from Lamed Amud Beis, brachos v'klalos emafs. That's the middle of the line. Emaf sikim b'klalos ela echa kores kulon. Mishnah says the balkore reads straight through the klalos. Okay, so why is that? So skip to the Gemara and next page already. This is Lamed Aleph from Amud Beis in Megillah. About halfway down on the mission of emaf sikim b'klalos, zot the Gemara menah hanimili. Where does this come from? Amr Chia Bar Gamdom, Rabbi Asi to Amr Kra. Pasuk says in Mishlei, Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas. Don't be mo'us, don't be disgusted by the Musar of Hashem. But the real drasha, Rashi says, look at Rashi in the top left corner, Al Timas. The reason, the idea behind it is, V'hamafsik Bahen, Mara Atmo Shekasha Lo Likros. If you stop in the middle of the Tuchacha, if there's a hefsik there to get a new, there's a new ole, let's say, you know, you can't stop. Because if you do, it looks like it's difficult to read, and we don't want it to be looked like it's difficult to read. We need to accept the gzeres of Hashem. The Masechta Sofrim Yolaflo Mesefet Dekras. So Masechta Sofrim, one of the Masechta's Ketanis in the back of the Zara. It doesn't darshan from the beginning of the Pasuk of Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timas. Rather, it's from the end of the Pasuk, Mesefet Dekras, of Al Tokots B'Tochachto. Sounds like Rashi brings it because it sounds like it's a stronger source. It says the word Tochach on the Pasuk itself, so that may be the Makor. Al Tokots B'Tochachto. What does Tokots mean? Zot Rashi, Al Tasu Kotzen Kotzen. Don't make Kotzen Kotzen in Tochacha. What's Kotzen Kotzen? Zot Rashi, Psakim Psakim. Breaks. Lashon Tzitza. To cut off. Don't cut off the Tochacha. Read it straight through. Okay. That's one opinion of the Gemara. Rish Lakish Amar. A different reason. What's the other reason that you shouldn't be mafsik in the klalos? Lefisha ein omen bracha al pronios. Because if you stop there, then that's going to be the bracha of after the kriya. And if the person who gets the aliyah then has to make the bracha of before the kriya. We don't want to make a bracha on pronios. People discuss what's the problem with making bracha pronios. Shem shem bracha al tov, kap bracha al ra. Okay, whatever. Ela hechi ovid, what should you do? Meaning, where do you make the bracha? Tana. So it says, Tana. Whatever that means, Tana. Kishu maschil, maschil, b'pasuk shalof neyem, kishu messiah, messiah, pasuk shalof neyem. Start reading from before and end it afterwards. That way the bracha is not going on the peronios, the bracha is going before and afterwards. Amar Abaye. Lo shanu elo beklalo shebetaras konem. Abaye says, this entire thing of the mission of not being mafsik and klalos is only referring to parshas bechu kosai, not referring to kisavo. Abo klalos shebemishnah Torah posek, but the klalos in parshas kisavo, you could stop in the middle. You could make an aliyah break over there. My time, what's the reason? Famous Gemara now. Halalo belashon rabim amuros umoshe mipi agvura amron. The ones in parshas Bichukosai more chamor because they were said beloshen rabim, and they were said from Moshe from Hashem, as Rashi says. The shonos themselves show that it's Moshe speaking as a shliach of the one who can give the klolos. Behalalu, however, the ones in Parshas Kisavo, Mishnah Torah beloshen yachid amuros. It said in loshen yachid each klolo. Umoshe mipi atzmo amron, and Moshe said it himself. From a tzivui from Hashem, of course, but it's from Moshe. It's not as chamor. It's not as if it's as from Hashem himself. Agav point, you know, you talk about who wrote Mishnah Torah. Was it Moshe? Was it Gosh Baruch? Was it a combination? This is one Gemara they discussed. Blush Gemara gives Moshe and Pi Atzmo Omron, whatever that means. Sounds like Moshe himself. How could he say that? Gosh Baruch wrote the Torah. Okay. Whatever. Weiter. One more story about this. So Levi Bar Buti Havikari, Levi Bar Buti was reading the Tochacha, the Kamegam game. What does it mean, kamagamgam? It literally means stutter. And some people learn that way. But Rashi says, magamgam means karo sambam rutsu bekoshi. He read it quickly and with pain. Kamed Rav Huni, read from Rav Huna, be'arure, they read the klalos that way. Amalo, kanafshecha, lo shanu, kanafshecha, Rashi says, if you want to stop, you can stop. Lo shanu ela klosha b'taras kona mashamish b'tarah posek. Since Abaye said the whole thing only applies to Parshas Bechukosai and not to Kisavo, if you want, you could stop in the middle. So if you're having a difficult time with this reading, you can stop in the middle if it's difficult for you to read.
Stop means
continue. And you make an aliyah break, and that way, meaning the issue of being mafsik, the Mishnah says, and that you have a bracha, and it's altima, if you're having it, it's ma'us, that's not an issue, it's only for Bechukosai.
Abaye said it's only composure, no?
What? You have composure. That's Lachora Pashup Shot. That's what Rashi says. V'yata katz b'kriyoson. If since you're having in return chol lahavsek psok, you can stop. Hol v'yata katz b'kriyoson. I think it means you're having a difficult time with the reading. I think is what it means. So fine. And Lachor, the reason why Rashi translated Megam Game, not to mean Pashup Shah here as stutter, but rather he translated it as why he's having a difficult time, is because he's trying to read the whole Gemara as one flow. In other words, because he's having a difficult time reading it, so he wants to stop. So how are you able to stop? It must be. So Rav Huna is a back, and if you want to stop, you can stop if it's in Mishnah Torah, and that. Because if it's just that he was stuttering, like to making it, like he wasn't having a difficult time, but he was just stuttering, because he felt that was a din that you're supposed to read it with a stutter. So the fact that you could stop in Mishnah Torah has nothing to do with the way that he's reading it right now. Rashi is trying to make the sugya one sugya, that he's having a difficult time reading it, and that's why, if you want to stop, Rav Huna told him he could stop. Okay, that's Pashup Shah in the Gemara. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. That is the Gemara. Next page is Mechaber Nemar, Tav Chavches, Sifrov. So Mechaber quotes the Gemara. We'll read from the middle. Maschil, Psukim, Shalach, Neim, Vesnaim, Psukim, Shalach, Reim. You start from Psukim before and after. That way you don't have to make a bracha on the peronios. Avo Klolos, Shiva Mishnah Torah, Yechol, and Lahafsik Bahem, but the Klolos in Kisavo, you could be Mafsik them. And then, like the Gemara says, Vyafa Pich, and Nogushul, Lahafsik Bahem. The meaning is not to be Mafsik in Kisavo either. And here is where the thing comes from, not to call up somebody who, with his name, to come up with Aliyah, El Korin Misha Yirtze. So what does it mean, Korin Misha Yirtze? So look at the Beir Halacha. Does it literally mean you should say, Yamod Misha Yirtze? Right, Dovin? Is that what you do?
Yep.
Great. So Zot Beir Halacha, Hinei Lechor Mashma. Look over here. You know, lechor mashma melashon zeh sheyomer yama misha yirtze. Sounds like Flermo. You should say yama misha yirtze. Avalon here lechadish in kaze. That'll be a big chiddush. You shouldn't. Lon here lechadish in kaze. Lechor, you shouldn't be mechadish to do such a new thing like yama misha yirtze. Shem lezat tam. There's no reason to do this. V'gam ein nogin ken. You don't. It's not a minlag. Ki yoser tov. What's better to do? Sheyishlo mitchilo miyirtze lalos. Ask ahead of time who wants to get the aliyah. Who's willing to get to Leah? Oh yeah, tichu litin dvarma, give somebody a candy, give some money, misha dechika l'shaita, somebody who needs money, promise him some money to get the Aliyah, vikru bishmo, and then call him his name.
Why is it such a bad thing to get it?
Why is it such a bad thing to get it? So the person, so l'chora, the pshat is that the person thinks that the klal is going to be chal on him. So as we'll see in a second, some occur us about that.
Even though we're talking about that, you're starting from a pasuk before and you're ending a pasuk after. Still, you are the one with the...
So I'll show you in a second, Mishnah Berurah
just
has...
Just person thinks?
It's
not really.
Yeah. Usually it's the person, the Hakpada, the way the Mefarshim talk about it, the Hakpada is on the Ola that he's concerned that like the Klal is going to be Chal on him.
No, but he's asking, is the Hakpada something that is justified or is it just like superstitious belief?
Yeah, because as of now it seems like it's...
The answer is not clear. The answer is not clear because we're about to see that there's like so many options out there. From maybe Tamu Chacham should get it, in which case does his Tamu Chacham this protect him from the Kol? Maybe Nam Aretz should get it. Maybe who all the other options? And we'll see also that the Kriya does. Sometimes it's just an Inavusha. I don't know if I printed it out here, but the Ramah says the Shliach. You shouldn't call somebody who the Baal Koreh doesn't like because then the Baal Koreh is going to have Kavanah to be Mekalahim, implying it may actually work. So, answer is Maybe.
Isn't there like a thing that whenever someone gets an aliyah, whatever is being read, something is applicable to?
Yeah, so we're going to see in a second. But once we're on this page, let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. I have it in the middle of Sifkat and Yedzayin. Maharil Hikbid Al Misha Alo Tochacha. Maharil is Makbid. The Dafka Hashamish Shasochrin Oso Laze in Kepeda. They hired the shamish to do the job, basically, to get the aliyah. There's no kepeda. However, if they call somebody up, the valet tzarech lalos. So if you decide to call up somebody, then the person has to go up. Demisha karuhu lalos let's say for Torah vein. Older, if you call him up and he doesn't go, gorim sheitzkashu yamav is going to cause his days to be shortened. V'lo yer eloshim devarah. Oh, so there it says nothing bad will happen to him. Why not? This is coming from the Sharzian says the Acharonim. The Kevin Sheol Mishim Kfor La Torah Shomer Mitzvah Yedav Varah. He's going up for Kfor La Torah Shomer Mitzvah Yedav Varah. I don't know if that means every single time, or if that means in this case where like it wasn't expected and it was all b'di'eved, and he's doing it to avoid a bizayon haTorah, which we'll see cases later on that there are bizayon haTorah if you don't get up. I'm not sure if the Kfor La Torah is every aliyah, or specifically in this case where it will lead to Bizayon HaTorah if he doesn't go up.
Is that why Garam Sheis Katsu Yamav is because
of Bizayon HaTorah? L'chora.
Is that in any case? That's in this?
To me, it sounds like in this instance is why Shomer Tzlei Yedav Varah. But again, there's if there's Kavanas HaKlala, could be a problem. And the Knesset HaKadol, I forgot where it comes from. Someone says, Knesset HaKadol says, it's not, nothing will be affected. Yeah, the Knesset Gedolah says, "Ein lachshosh klal, ein kamas a korei lekal." Korei is not going to be mekal him. So yeah, there's two different inyonim. There's is the parsha shayach to the person, and you know, is he misbayesh from it, or will it have an effect on him? Also, is the bal korei going to have kavanah for klal? Lachora, those are the two potential concerns.
Were you pointing out the fact that the shom mitzvah lo yeda davara? Not that there isn't a davara; it's that there's a mitzvah that's protecting him. There is a davara; it's just the shomer mitzvah is protecting him.
Right, and what I want to know is what's the shomer mitzvah in this instance? Is it because?
But I was saying that was answering our question.
That like, there is a davara.
There is a davara, and it's just the shomer mitzvah is protecting him.
I hear, right.
But there is a davara. There is actually akbeda that is justified.
That sounds true. And the question also is what's called shomer mitzvah? Is the shomer mitzvah here the fact that he's avoiding bizayon haTorah? Meaning, if there would be a case where there's no chashash b'zayin haTorah, where he just agrees stamazoy, it's not because like the sefer Torah would be left open. Maybe that's not even called shomer mitzvah. What's the mitzvah exactly here? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it's in all cases or not. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah says many places, like the Minhag nowadays, that the Baal Korei himself is the one that gets the aliyah. But nachon hu, that's the best way to do it. Even if it's a Kohen, he can stay up there the whole way and then fix up the Minyan HaKruim afterwards. Okay. That is the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see. Mogen Avraham. So that's in...
Well, this was all for Hukosai, though? Not for Tavo?
It's for both. We're just giving an example. Okay. Okay, so the next page here, we were talking about how the effects of the Kriya, Simen Kuflam Mites, Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Hay, in the middle of Sifkat and Hay, Kosa B'Sefer Chasidim Simen Tavshin Ayin, Yizoher HaChazan Shelo Yikro L'Misho Iver, O Piseach B'Parshas Averes O Shavor, O L'Misho Rosh O Nesek B'Parshas Hasakim. You shouldn't call up somebody who has the effect of a thing. If you have Taras, don't call them up for Parshas Taras. V'Likro L'Misho Choshel Arayos, somebody who's Choshel for Arayos, B'Parshas Arayos. V'Chein Mechol Dover V'Dover. You hear this, David? Sifkat and Hay over here. Mm-hmm. Saying don't call up somebody who is nechshad on that thing which is inside the parsha. So really, the gabbai should look at what's in the parsha ahead, and it could be that also lehefich that if there's a good thing in the parsha, maybe you should call somebody who affects for that. I'll tell you a story about that in a second. So there was no gear for us here. The ein lechazan lachshu levarich echa b'shas brachos o lekal b'shas shkor klalos. He shouldn't have kavana to be mevarich or to be mekalo. V'hatam shetzorach shi kavanos likros b'torah l'shma l'shem machshav azara. The Baal Korei has to have kavana to read the Torah l'shma and not to be mekalo mevarich a person. Okay, he doesn't talk about if it works or how if it's effective. To be mekalo, but there is definitely a concern that the shliach tzibur will be mekalo the person, and that's I saw that pshat also. That one of the reasons that the Baal Korei gets the aliyah is because when you call up somebody, it looks more like you're calling him up to get cursed. But if the Baal Korei is already standing there, then there's no concern that he's gonna. It doesn't even look like you're cursing somebody. Rav Chaim, I read somewhere recently, Rav Chaim Kanievsky always gets shishi, and for Parsha Shoftim, I think the Chazanish suggested that he should get Shvi'i, Parsha Shoftim, yeah, she gets Shvi'i, because for Parsha, because Shvi'i is Egla Arufa, and since he wrote the Sefer Nachal Eson on Egla Arufa, so there was a special Chavivus there, and that's why she gets Shvi'i. Again, al derech zeh, that what's kosher to the Parsha is kosher to the person. There's some.
And why should he get Shvi'i for
Egla Arufa? Because he wrote a Sefer on it.
No, I'm saying the, on one before.
Mm-hmm.
Shishi for what?
No, he always gets Shishi. Like, you know, sometimes Rav Lishol always gets Shlishi or Shishi. Yeah. There, I think he gets Shishi. Maybe Shlishi, whatever it is. But he got Shvi'i Shoftim, and he found that. So he liked that. So if you pay attention...
Josh's first step.
Huh?
Josh, four Josh's yeah. first Aliyah in White Oak.
Yeah.
As well,
oh, he's married to Shal now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
At that point, they weren't sure yet.
Was it the Kavana that they called him up for that?
No, I doubt it. But his caller noticed that he didn't.
Nice, nice. Okay, so that's the Sefer Chassidah. Okay. Interesting Magen Avraham here on the next page. This is on Tav Chav Ches. In the middle, Knesset HaGadola, Kosov, this is, Kosov Shebimekomo, Nogim Likros Le'achacham. So, Knesset HaGadola writes, that they would call up a Talmid Chacham for the Tochacha, and I forgot where it's quoted, but that this was the meaning of the Arizal, and the Arizal would read it B'kol Ram, actually, not like Rashi said with B'koshi Merutza. Well, no, I'm sorry, Rashi just said Koshi Merutza. Rashi didn't say B'lachash. Okay. So we didn't see any word Makor for reading it B'lachash, but the Arizal would read B'kol Ram, and he was Talmid Chacham. So it says, what else would you call up a Chacham for? Shiras Hayam, Seres Hadibros. Okay. And then there'd
Which
be
minute. It makes sense from that Gemara that says you shouldn't be. That Gemara is like kind of the opposite how we do it. You shouldn't be disgusted by Maser of Hashem. So you should read it B'kol Ram.
Yeah.
We go like fast through it. And like,
but maybe the Koshi Merutza is like you don't yell it out. Because Rashi says you read the Koshi Merutza. Just well, difficulty and quickly. Yeah. You can do that. If you're saying it loudly, maybe that's not so difficultly. I don't know. Okay. What else do they say here? So three wide lines down, he says, this is Gam Nogan Likros Levi Parshas Egel. Everyone always wonders, why is Rishon and Sheni so long? The reason is, we want the Levi to get Parshas Egel, because he was the only one who wasn't involved with the Egel. That's the pshat, why Rishon and Sheni so long? V'koronos l'b'kol namach. This no one does. Does anybody read Levi b'kol namach in a soft voice? I've never seen that.
Stop music.
Yeah, it's from Magen Avraham here.
I mean, specifically here, not every Levi.
No, yeah, here, by Parshas Egel, because it's still, you know, it's everyone who's listening, they were all part of it.
Mama?
Huh?
Levi of Kisisa.
Kisisa, yeah.
Okay.
And at the end here, he talks about the Membeis Masos, the Parshas Ve'el Masai, Ein Lahasik Behem, Sheneged Shem Membeis. The Membeis Masos is Neged, one of the Shemus Kosh Baruch, who is 42 Osios, so you always see by the reading of those Masos, there's different versions in the Siddur, if you could be mafsik or not. Again, here it comes from that you should not be mafsik. Okay, that's my problem. Now, what's next? Oh, so let's go back to that Beir Halacha on Simen Tav Chav Ches. Yeah, that's it. Look over here. This Beir Halacha, Sukkum Shalaf Neim. So, now we begin with the different stories of what would happen when no one won get the Aliyah. Okay? So he says, I am Mishnah Berurah Mashakasavnu in Kriyas HaTochacha. V'hine, Ra'isi Sha'aruya Be'inyan Zebin Ha'amon Sheish Mekomos Min Ha'yishuvim Shebehagiyam L'Seir B'chakosai V'chisavo In Karma Torah Shabbos. They would stop to read the Torah altogether. It sounds like the entire Parsha also when they got to this. Because I guess they don't want to be a part of it. They don't want to hear the Tochacha. The Kamaros also doing a lot of bad things. Echa, number one, she'ein mekayim in kriyas haTorah. They're not mekayim kriyas haTorah. She takana kadumi most Moshe Rabbeinu lava shalom. They're not being mekayim takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. V'gam amash amar kasuv musar Hashem b'ni al timas v'atakos betochachto. They're not accepting musar Hashem. V'gam utos mekaro. The whole thing is a toast. This is really interesting the way he describes this. Because you're not going to read the Torah. You don't want to see the Tochacha inside. They're sure. They think they won't have the Tochacha coming. The other of Chas V'Shalom. It could be the opposite of Chas V'Shalom because they're messing up and not reading the Tochacha. Listen to his mashal. His friends warn him, don't Shelo yelech v'derechahu, don't walk this way. Shehumali boros u'pechasim, there's a lot of pits over here. You're gonna fall. You're gonna get hurt. The onel lehem, what's he tell them back? Ani inyani yorei min apechasim. I'm not worried about falling into these ditches. Yeshli michse up. I have a big mask on. V'achasana al einai. I'm gonna put it over my face. Shelo eros. I'm not gonna see the pits.
This is from Chayadam.
Yeah.
This mashal.
In Hagdama?
Yeah.
Oh, very nice. He says about this?
Yeah, this no, not the Tochacha, but this exact marshal. Yeah.
Okay, let's keep going. Let's see. Vafilu ki epol, even if I do fall into the pit, chalila lo yaligu mimeni. Afilu ki epol chalila, even if I fall chalila, lo yaligu mimeni. You're not going to make fun of me. You know why? Ibnesha yu enay mechusim lorisiosam. My eyes are covered. I can't see them, so they're not making fun of me. Ha'im yesh dus gadol mizeh? What's more ridiculous than that? So the more he's covering his face, the more reason he's going to fall into the pit. So two over here, right? You don't read the tochacha, you just don't want to see it. That's more of a reason to bring out the tochacha. Okay, that's as far as we'll read over here in the Be'er Halacha.
Actually, it's the Chavetz Chaim I saw it in, which actually makes sense. It's in the Chavetz Chaim.
Yeah.
In the issue of Chavetz Chaim.
Okay, good. Okay. Cool. Okay, so let's go back now. So now, there are a couple of stories brought in the Tshuva Svarim of where this actually happened, or at least they were asked about it. So, in no particular order, the first one I have here is Tshuvas Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. It's from a Shlomo Kluger, 1,000 Tshuvas. That's hence the name, Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. Simin Samech Gemo, Sha'amar Mashe Nohagu Bekriyas HaTorah, Sha'tochachos, Ein korin shum adam, rak ha-korei koreyosom b'libroch ha-tchila v'sof. I guess this was Taka Minog somewhere, that no one would read the Tochacha, just what would happen, the korei would read them without any bracha. So he would read them, but without saying the bracha, he would hope that the Tochacha shouldn't be chal on anybody around the table. So he's basically being oker brikas ha-Torah, you know, at least for the part where it needs to be. Hinei ra me'od minog zeh. It's terrible. Rishtaim Ra'os also, they're doing two bad things. Number one, the Nera de Mevazah Tochachos, the Over Nam Musar Hashem in the Altimas. The Mevazah Tochachos, not taking Musar Hashem, that's the way it looks like. The Oda Havi Bizayin Laguf HaTorah. It's Bizayin Laguf HaTorah. Da'al Kol Parshas Mevarchim, Vazayin Mevarchim, Havi Bizayin HaTorah. Why not making a bracha over here? And he goes on and on from our Gemara. Okay, let's go on to the next one. Sefer Karen with David. So what was the question? Simin Chav Tes. Al derech asher sha'ol be'inyan minog mekomo. Again, there's a minog in a certain place. Shenogin likros bekriyas haTorah betzibur parshas haTochacha b'li bracha. So this actually happened. They would read without the bracha. And again, where they're coming from is the Mishnah says e mafsikim, and the reason why is because imavarcham al peronios. So they're taking imavarcham al peronios to mean let's not make a bracha b'chalal. Not the hemshich l'gemara of let's start from before and let's start and end afterwards. So he just really asked this. It's not good to do this. There's no support for this in Shas and Poskim. And then he quotes the whole Gemara and the Medrash. And you can skip to one line before the next circle I have there. It's clear from Mishnah Gemara, you make a bracha, just you're not mafsik. Don't respond to me as follows. The whole hakpada is not to be mafsik. Meaning, that will lead to a bracha on the peronios, or that will lead to Musar Hashem B'ni Al Timos by stopping in the middle. Maybe it's okay to read without a bracha. That's not an option. You know why? The imkain amaylok amar nami hayta kanta lekrosn below bracha. Why didn't the Gemara give this exact suggestion to read the parsha without a bracha? Kadesh lo yehi bechlal benimis kalam benimis barich. That shouldn't be included. What the Medrash says of that Hakadosh Baruch Hu gets a bracha and they're getting a curse. El al korachach dezeh leisa. This is not an option. The kevin shetiknu chazal levarich al Torah heyach yikru below bracha levata takanas chamim. You can't be mevatal this takana to read with the berachas of Torah. Okay. And he goes on again. Fine. And a side thing, which we're not going to discuss tonight, but in the time of the Mishnah, there only would be a bracha from the beginning and a bracha at the end, not for each kof, not for each olam. So all the gedolei acharonim, Taz, Hamzor, Tos, Yontav, and more, they all ask what's it shayach to say im evarchan on pranios? That means there was a havminah to stop in the middle, or to make a bracha on the pranios. That can't be. The bracha started from kisavo and ended at the end of the parsha. There's no bracha in the middle. In the time of the Gemara, yeah, but it's the Mishnah that says im afsikim beklalos. It's never shayach. That's what they ask. So one thing that
they used to lane each one, like each aliyah, they lane their own.
They, what do you mean lane their own?
Like if they got called up, they would
blame. Forget about who the Baal Kori is. The point is, one person, whatever it was, there was one bracha on beginning and the end.
Even if multiple people got called up?
I think so.
You just got called up.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Well, I mean, whoever was reading, yeah.
Yeah. But the Elias existed as
the Elias existed, and yeah, there was Shiva Kruim, and one bracha before, one bracha after.
So then why did they add on the bracha?
Why did what? Why? What's the Gemara say? So I think mitnei hanachnasim, mitnei hayotzim, people going in and going out, and they would.
So there was necessary to break it up. So there was necessary to break it up.
Yeah.
Much in the same way they had a mitorgam, same like concept. And it was made only because of.
It was made because, yeah, that they would think, if I'm not mistaken, they would either miss the bracha from the beginning or the end, or they would think that it begins there, and basically only the whole. The concept of a bracha before and after only works if someone's there the whole time. So what's pshat? So one of the easy mahalchim is, it seems like there's a Yerushalmi that says even in times of the Mishnah they would stop in the middle of the, there would be a bracha by the klalos, or they would stop there. Like, I mean, not on the klalos, but beforehand. Yeah, he quotes Yerushalmi there. Let's see inside. What does it say? Yeah, those special parshas have a bracha lefan of la'achra. One of them is brachas for klalos. They would make a bracha, just it would be right before and after the tochach, not part of it. Okay, that's a side point. Fine. Igros Moshe or Achayim Chelik Bei Semen Lamed Hey Bedavar Shabe Ezer Mekomo. So again, it happened in some places. No again, Shekomers Tochachol Shabe Parshas Pichakosay Parshas Tovo below brachos. They would read it without the brachos. Hainu Shehakodmo Gomer at Tochach. What would happen? The person who would read from before would end in at the Tochach Mamish. Umevarech Bracha Delachareha and say his Bracha Delachareha of his Berakas Torah. Yachakach Koresh Leachtibra Koresh Tochach below brachos. You start from there without brachos. Who mean like toes? Also, let's not again. Don't do this. Ki also likros b'torah b'tzibur af pasuk echa below bracha. Torah b'tzibur needs a bracha. Okay, and again he also goes on. Fine. So now there's an interesting story. So there's a great stuff in Yabia Omer, Chelik Zayin Simin Yotes. From the beginning he really talks about it, but I copied a couple of the interesting parts in Sif Katan Gimel over here. He's quoting from Tshuvas Machne Chaim. Where he says what happened in Munkach, he saw that the Kori would read it without a bracha, and in Jewish Machne Chaim he would say Yifle be'enai shezehu hefech mimash amru chazal b'medrash, that basically that you do need a bracha, vade ein lasos kein.
Wait, but if you so wanted to, you can revert back to what they did and just, I guess, make one bracha at the beginning, one bracha at the end.
No, that's also not an option. That's what all these
reports are saying. That's what I'm saying. I got it. That's what he's saying.
And towards the end here, he says, Hinei amach lechaim sham siyem od. This is by the second circle I have here.
I mean, he's mechalik between making one bracha. He says, she'em liko at the fahos b'kiris harbe. Like up top here.
Where are you here?
By...
How many lines?
By Re'e. The parentheses. Like four lines down from the top.
And the Krotokos Bekrias Harbe.
Meaning you can't make many.
Kulon.
But one, you do.
Echa Koreas Kulon.
Right.
So you gotta. If you can't be Mavsek, that the Midrash is quoting. It's a Midrash. Okay. This Mishnah. Yeah. So what about it?
I thought you were saying. Okay, never mind.
No, it's just. Basically, some people would do it. Again, Machaim is not to do it. Whatever it is, v'nei amach lechaim sham siyim od, and he's mesayim there. Shenirah shetov minhag elash imevarch matochachach. He says it actually is better what all these places did of not making a bracha on the tochacha is better, shachasin koibli bracha, from what other option? Me'asher yamtinu hatzibur ad sheyavo halach oni over orach pepegonim kruim, which is a pruto shivtuch lo olo l'sefer tome varech. If the option is not making a bracha or waiting for some oni that you promised a few shekel to take the aliyah, it's better to read it now without the brachas than to wait for him to get it. And he says he actually saw this happen. They need to wait. Mirza, Mizrach Lakriyas Parsha Satochacha. To wait for someone to agree to go to get called up. Somebody who has probably smelled bad and all these things. Okay, whatever the case was. Okay. he mentioned the story Derech Agav. Shepam achas haya sefer Torah munach al teva. The sefer Torah was open. No one wanted to go up for the aliyah. V'chilu ad bush. It was very embarrassing. V'as kom habaron aibeshitz b'no shalgon rivyonson aibeshitz. So the son of rivyonson aibeshitz got up. Shahei bal tshuva. He was a bal tshuva. V'omer b'kol ram chatasi ki yesharti haya sefer Torah munach kach al teva. I sinned that I left the Sefer Torah open on the Teva. Who is appropriate that he should be called up for the Tochacha and hear the Moshe of the Tochacha? If not me. Shechatasi harbi negi Hashem Yisparach. I did a lot of chatoim. Ubirich b'kol gadol al Tochacha. Made a very loud berakas Torah on Tochacha. V'achasim sofer b'shomo dover. Then when he heard this story, the Chasim Sofer, Hispale al kama sipurim asher siper mi bal tshuva hanal asher hayazer kolish mechatzavaso v'amor shezchus avosav amdolo loshuv laHashem b'chol levavo. It's the zchus of his father, his Aibeshitz, that allowed him to be chozer b'tshuva b'chol levavo. Okay, nice story. In Sifkatan Hay over here is where the thread kind of falls apart, because close to you on the outside, he brings the tshuva shol umeshiv. Everyone, the Gedolei Achronim, times the Chasam Sofer, that he was okay with having the tochacha being read without an ola and without brachos being said on it. Basically, like the tzibur messed up the order of things. They called someone up without, so they didn't have anybody who was up there, and it was read without a bracha, and then they considered that reading to be considered as an aliyah, okay, even though no one was up there, no brachas were made. So really they only had six kruim, and Shalom Eshev said, no, you should get a seventh person, you should split the next two into three, or next one to two, whatever the cheshbon is. That was his whole kepeda.
As opposed to... Because he just said before that waiting is actually, it's actually better to...
So that's how Rav Avadya's lamed chos on that. So if you skip a few lines down here, he says, Nir lamed chos laharazu, lefishim imakomo, lo ratza af echa min akal al sedokha. No one want to get up. Lo ya yachol l'shanas min hagan. Couldn't get them to change their mind. Uve'em brere horolim kach. He had no choice. Af pisha yachol lalos ba'at. Oh, he himself could have got up. Ulevarach l'fanel kareha. Kemenang ha'ari v'chachmei kila sfard. That the chacham will get the aliyah. Since they held this way, they held that it was not a good thing to get aliyah. If he would have gone up, it would be a pegiya in the kvot Torah of the head of the kehila.
Even though he knows
wrong,
that the kal is wrong in it.
But they would like look at it that it was a. It was
he's paskining not like that, right? By going up, he's saying that.
They will look at it in a bad way. That was dafka by him. Okay, by Sfarim, I guess the Chacham does go up. Fine, that's that. So I'm not going to read this now, but I copied the Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes has a pshat in the Gemara, which I think is really amazing. If you have a chance to look at it, I'll just tell you outside what he's doing. Again, with the Gemara that we read in the beginning, you have the background to understand it. He is bothered, first of all, with the question of the Achronim of if, you know, what's my shaychus a bracha on the kolos if in the time of the Mishnah there was no hefsek, there was no brachas anyways except for the beginning and the end. He points out that question. Number two, he wants to know, the Gemara quoted a Tana that said they make a bracha before the klalos and after the klalos, okay? That seems to support the concept of Ein Mevarchen al Peronios. But in the Gemara, we said it was a machlokas. The other reason was Musar Hashem B'ni al Timos, that the reason you don't stop is because of Musar Hashem B'ni. According to that reason, you be'etzem should have been able to make a bracha at the beginning and the end of the klalos, because you're not stopping in the middle. But it wasn't the bracha that was the issue. The fact that there was a Tana in the Gemara that said that you should start from before and start afterwards implies that really it's the bracha on the pranios which is the issue. So and the Gemara says Tana on that, assuming Tana means from a, you know, from a Tanaic source, that would be a support for that Amora. Because again, if it was the Amora that held that the reason that you are not mafsik, nothing to do with brachas, it's just because if you stop in the middle, it looks like you're not you're not accepting it, and you're showing. Yeah, if by stopping in the middle was Lashon of Rashi again, the issue is Mara Atmos Shekosha Lo Likros, if your mouth's like it looks like it's difficult for you to read, so it's nothing to do with brachos. You can make a brach in the beginning and the end. You don't have to start from a pasuk before or a pasuk afterwards. That's another question. And by the way, a nafkamina between the two reasons. I don't know if anybody says this, but Shnai Mikra. Can you stop in the klalos for Shnai Mikra? If it's a bracha issue, that imivarchem al peronios, so you're not making brachas on Shnai Mikra, so there's no problem. If it's an issue of you don't stop because you're not supposed to show that's kosha likros, I wouldn't assume that's just for Bal Korei out, and that's for anybody maybe.
Regardless, there's a thing about stopping in Shnai Mikra.
In general, okay. I mean, is this Medina de Gemara, let's say? I don't know. I think there's different opinions about that, I think.
I mean, officially, you're not really supposed to stop by Aliyahs. It's supposed to be by the Samach.
Okay. I'm for a first time maker, saying.
Yeah.
Here. I don't know offhand if there's any...
I don't know why people are maker. I mean, myself included. I don't know where
I hear. That's question two, this last time I was dealing with. Question three, he also was dealing with, is... But the problem with Emet Barcham al Peronios, you can make a bracha on Peronios, you make a bracha when someone, you know, Baruch by an MS, you know, you make. He also addresses what Pshat with the Minhag nowadays, as we saw from the Mechaber, is that we don't stop in the middle of the Tochacha, even Shabbat Mishnah Torah. Is there any source for that in the Gemara itself? So he has a whole Mahalach to answer all these questions. It's a really interesting Pshat. All right. I'm good.
Shkai.